Perspective, written by Musaway, read by Raven. Summary: Lex hates Superman, but he loves Clark. Lex hates Superman. Well, that's not entirely true. He doesn't hate him as a whole. It's more of a collective concept. And it's not really hatred. It's just, it's a lot of things. He hates Superman's spandex jumpsuit because the zipper is too damn small and slippery for his fingers to grip, and it takes him far too long than necessary to peel the thing off of Clark and get him into the shower when he smells like things Lex doesn't even want to think about. He hates that curl, the one that sits centered on Superman's forehead, making him look so prissy. Lex would have had the snot beat out of him at boarding school if he'd had hair like that. Assuming he had hair at all at the time, of course, which he didn't. But that's not the point. He hates those eyes. Liquid blue. Too much like his own and nothing resembling that shock of green he wakes up to in the mornings when he actually wakes up with Clark instead of finding him crashed on the sofa after a really long night. He hates that, too. He hates that Superman smiles at everyone when Lex knows damned well he's only had 2 hours of sleep, and behind that smile is a worn-out Clark Kent waiting to pass out as soon as his head hits a pillow. He hates these people that wave and gawk at the alien who require his speed and his strength but don't give him anything in return. Lex gives. He prides himself on giving, especially when that giving comes in the form of blowjobs in kinky spaces like phone booths or the classical aisle in the record store. He hates going stag to formal dinners when Superman has had to fly to Europe unexpectedly and stop a landslide in the Alps from destroying a small village. Lex once told Clark he'd pay to have the towns rebuilt if Clark would stay through the second course. Clark shook his head and closed his eyes, kissed Lex, and flew off the balcony. He hates that look of pity in Clark's eyes that tells Lex he just doesn't understand, can't, even if he wanted to. He hates the way he says, every time, it's okay, I know you have to go. He hates the dinners that go cold and the calls that aren't returned. He hates bloodstains Clark won't explain and cold sheets in the morning. He hates coffee gone stale in the pot and toast left to burn. He hates a lot of things. But Lex loves Clark. Of course he loves Clark. Loving Clark is inevitable. He's loved him since the first day they met Riverside. And he loves him even now that Clark's snoring at 5 a.m. when Lex has a board meeting in 2 hours. Even though Clark breaks doorknobs and doesn't know when to have the oil changed in his car and likes low-budget action films, even though Clark can't make pasta to save his life and forgets to pick up the milk on his way home from work, even though he leaves shoes around the penthouse, drips water on the bathroom floor, and never remembers to take out the garbage, Lex loves him. Loves the way he looks right after he's woken up, young and puffy-eyed. Loves the way he presses his face into the pillow and pretends he hasn't heard the alarm. Loves the way he wraps his arms around Lex's waist while Lex grinds espresso beans. Loves the little notes Clark slips into his briefcase before going off to work, with silly stick figure drawings of the two of them in the margins. Loves coming home to him at night. Lex can't think of anyone who doesn't love Clark, even people that hate him. The way he hates Superman. A hate so strong that it's really a love tangled about. The way he's tangled in Clark's arms, warm and loved and happy. Happy with this domestically challenged alien who happens to love Lex right back. The end. Thank you for listening.